Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. What an awesome, awesome day this is. This is Thankful Tuesdays, so we are very thankful, very grateful to be here. Another day, it gives us another opportunity to get it right, another opportunity to finish what we have started, another opportunity to see if we have left an opportunity on the floor. And as we get ready to go into the broadcast, just hang in there for a moment. Well, you see, I know there was sometimes the computer doesn't always do exactly what we want it to do. Can I get a witness on that one? Yes, that is so true that sometimes that will happen. It doesn't matter where you are. It could be anywhere, actually, and this can happen. And when this does happen, we often refer to that as, that's right, technical difficulties. So as with any technical difficulty, basically, you just stand by and we will have everything up and running, I'm pretty sure. My good friend and co-host is with us, standing by. So I would just encourage you to stand by just a few more minutes. And while we sign in, sometimes things don't always go as they planned. And we have to just go around about, go another way, take a detour, and try to get to where we're trying to go. But for some reason, it doesn't always allow us to do that. So just hang in there one more minute.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning again, because it just doesn't feel like this show without that little intro. So, good morning and welcome. Thank you. We're going to go right into our segment this morning. We're so excited that we have with us today professor, author, publisher, extraordinary, innovator, creator, friend, husband, grandfather, Professor Terry Benjamin. Oh, my goodness. Here's a person who comes here each and every Tuesday with these incredible insights and ways to help us grow in ways that we never, ever thought possible. Yes, you are going, if you listen to the broadcast today, you are going to grow, develop, or change in ways that you never, ever imagined. So with that being said, good morning, Terry. Welcome. Thanks for standing by. Welcome to each and every person on the broadcast. Thank you for dialing in. If it's your first time, we so appreciate you. Thank you. And please go tell somebody else about this awesome, awesome program happening in the morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry, you have a phenomenal topic for us again today. I got a chance to peep at it on Facebook. And thank you for posting that on Facebook. So now I'm really turning it over to you. Terry, take it away.
Good morning. Good morning, Lisa. And before you go, let me just say two things to you. Number one, I admire your determination. Because you are like me. I mean, I never give up. If there's something I need to do, I want to do it the way it needs to be done. And sometimes my wife and my children laugh at me because they say, Dad, you don't have to be up at 5 o'clock for an appointment at 8 o'clock. Maybe I do. Okay, maybe you don't, but maybe I do. And this is where I do things. And so, number one, I want to thank you for your persistence and your determination. And number two, now I want to, and this is for you and also our listening audience, I want you to join in a celebration, okay? At this particular point, listen carefully to what I'm saying to you. At this particular point, I am unemployed, okay? I am unemployed. I do not have any college to go to. I do not have any place to work other than in my home. I say hallelujah, and God bless me.
Wow.
Because
wow.
This is what I work for. I work for working for myself. Whenever I don't have to go outside the house, I can stay in the house and do my work. I am truly blessed. And people have to understand this. I just want to get this out here. Understand this, please. You have your job, and you have your work. If you're lucky, like me and Coach Lalisa Williams, your work is what you love to do and what you can do and what you are privileged to do. What we're doing on this program is our work. It is not a job. I prepare for this hour, hours and hours ahead of time. But it's natural to me. It's not work. I don't sweat. I'm excited. I'm passionate because I know it's my work. When I go to a job, it's usually a 9-to-5. I punch in. I punch out. I never punch in and out of what we're doing right now, Lisa. This is it's my passion. This is my
tool.
And I say to my children, I say to the children that you have mentored, because they're your children. You know, when they say Mother's Day, they mean you as well, because maybe you haven't had any physical children, but you know what? The lives that you touch, the children that you have touched are your children. You claim them, and they claim you. So understand that. But again, it's our job, and it's our work. You know, I don't need a job. I do need work, because that's my life's blood, you know? And I'm saying I'm so blessed that I can do my work, and I can do my work in a home office that is fully equipped. Anything I have at Union County College or Essex County College, I have here in my office. And even better, I have my family. I have my loved ones. So, I mean, it can't get no better than this. So I'm saying to you, listeners, look out, okay? Because I'm fully loaded now. I'm releasing my power. I don't have to do anything but this. Okay? So I don't know if it's a good or bad thing. I mean, I'm teaching in summer session, too, okay? So I got a little window
wonderful.
Here.
Wonderful.
But the window that I have is wide open, and I'm letting the sun shine in. Okay?
Wow. Wow. You know, that is so powerful. That is so powerful what you're saying, that this is your work, but you've built up this work just like a person does on a job. They go to work, and over years, they build up skill and knowledge and ability on that job at that company. And so what happens, sometimes they get a promotion as a result of it. Sometimes they get, an increase in pay or what have you, or increase in responsibility. So here you are. It's the same thing. You've built up over the years your credentials and your experience. And so it's the same thing. You can still get promoted. You can still increase your income because you have the knowledge and the skills and the abilities, and the only thing you're doing is just transitioning how you do it. It's just a matter of how it's being done.
Right, and that's the beautiful thing about it, and that's why, you know, people talk about working and working for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. it's good to work for that retirement, but it's not good if you don't have the thing that you need to really enjoy it. I mean, and I have that because, again, like you said, well, you know, I put in the work. You know, and so when you put in the work, you can look forward to the profits. I mean, it's sad a lot of times people work so hard and they take maybe a week or 2 weeks of vacation and they really enjoy it because when they go on vacation and they spend money that they don't have, then they got to come back and try to catch up. It'd be even better if you work such a way, in a smart way, that you have the resources that you use. So when you go on a vacation, you can really enjoy the vacation and come back and still be on track. You know, I see sometimes we do too much in the wrong way, you know?
Well, it's like I remember once when I was sitting on an airplane, about 12 years ago, and I was sitting next to a passenger who had this particular book about consulting.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to speak with this person about it. And at that moment, I said, oh, that's what I want to do. Consulting.
Yeah.
And so from that moment, that was 12 years ago, I was working on my bachelor's at the time. Mm-hmm. And I remember that became like my inner goal, so to speak, to work myself into a position where I could get paid for consulting. Consultants get paid to tell people how to do the work.
Yes,
and
sir.
So it's a better for me. It's better now. Some people wouldn't like that, but and you're in the same position.
Yeah,
when you are a consultant, then you choose when you work.
That's right.
And you choose how much you want to work for.
Right.
So yes, it doesn't look like a 9-to-5, 7-day-a-week, 40-hour-a-week, 40-hour-a-week job. No,
it
may not look like that, but the pay is incredible. The hours are awesome. And basically, you get to work on the projects that you get to choose what you want to do. It's like working for yourself.
Yeah,
but you have to have the knowledge. You have to have the knowledge, the credentials, in order to be a consultant. And the only way you get the knowledge is typically by working at something all those years, like the book you talk about all the time, Outliers.
Yes.
Where you get, by all those hours that it makes you an expert.
10,000 hours, is it? 10,000 hours.
So you have probably 100,000. And
oh,
so
please,
here you
are.
So, yes. So while for some people to be laid off or to not have a physical job, but a traditional 9-to-5 type job, oh, boy, they would be miserable. But now you get to work on whatever project you want, and you can do it well because you have the ability now to consult. Like, you can consult with all types of colleges that have professors.
Yeah.
And that never goes away because it's just like in the medical field and the police force and everywhere else, there's always new employees who are coming on who need the tacit knowledge that you have. Tacit, that's what those CEOs, that's why they get paid so much even when they leave the company.
Of course.
They have this tacit knowledge that is worth, that is invaluable. But go ahead.
Yeah, and also just what we're talking about, see, the thing is that, you know, you need leisure time to be creative. A lot of times people can't be creative because they don't have the leisure time. And when they
Terry,
do have leisure time,
right there.
They use it foolishly, you know?
Terry, that right there. What you just said, I'm sorry. You can't just gloss over that. Leisure time to be creative, and creativity is what makes this world go round.
Please.
Because that's why those companies like Apple and Google and all, that's how they got so big, so quickly, so well, because they created the workplace like a leisure. They made it fun.
Yes.
The guy even wrote the book, Fish. The guy
wrote
the book, Fish. He based it on those 5 points. And one of the things he said, make work like play.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. And then when you make it work like play, you're having a ball. And it's so funny, you know, you need that time because you need time to meditate.
But
and
I
you
like
can't
that.
Meditate if you always focus on your job. And it's so funny. It's so funny,
wow.
You know, because we know that the time that we spent praying, the time that we spent meditating, is the best time. It's the best time. And people don't understand that, you know, sometimes when you're laid off, when you're fired, that's the best time. Because now you have the opportunity to say, what do I want my life to be? So many people are working at jobs that they hate because they don't see any alternative. And they're going to hold on for dear life, although it's not worth holding on to, you know?
Well, even if you have, and some people even have jobs that they even like. I was just watching last night, how Stella got her groove back, just happened to be on. I haven't seen that movie in years.
Yeah.
But then I was reminded she had that high-powered job.
Yes.
And then they turned around and then offered her, after they fired her because of the merger, then they turned around and rehired her. They said, we can't do without you. And they said, we'll offer you $275,000 to come back. She turned it down because she was her new boyfriend, soon to be husband, had built her studio in her home where she can create again. Because she was making things, wood pieces and furniture and stuff. And so she said, so you're right. She said, no, I'm going to do what, you know, I'm going to let my creative side live. She turned down the $275,000 to go, said, no, I'll just work at home in this thing that I love. So even though she enjoyed her job, she loved what she was doing, and but when you have that kind of passion, that love, that thing that you know God created you to do, there's no amount of money that you're willing to, you know, put over that. And I thought that was just so powerful and so in line with what you're saying about the leisure time to be able to create. Because like he told her, the boyfriend, soon to be husband, you'll have more time. You'll have more time. You'll be able to do it when you want. And that's so critical.
It is, because, you know, I know for myself there are times when I do want to do a lot of work and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just want to read. Sometimes I just want to listen to music. Sometimes I just want to talk to my wife. Sometimes I want to go and visit my kids and look at my twins and whatnot. But the thing is, I built up the equity so I can do that. And it's so funny, you know, we're talking about books and whatnot. We're going to get to this other book, but I just want to digress just for a second. And it's so funny. I mean, I tell you, I have more appreciation for the Bible than ever. And understand, you know, I was raised in the church, as they say. So I know the Bible inside and out. I read the Bible backwards, forwards, you know, many, many times. But there was one scripture that really stayed in my head when he said, I think it's because we had conversations about different things. And I kept on thinking about this scripture, and I had to, you know, you ever have a scripture in your head and you don't know where it's at in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
And you keep on thinking about it, And I was messing around at this scripture. Just sort of haunted me, and it's been haunting me because, you know, again, on your show, I've revealed a lot of personal transformations. And one transformation that I want to reveal today is I've been sort of quiet in my writing and my publishing.
Okay.
Because what I've been writing and publishing, I can't write that now. I don't want to be represented by that now. So I had to take a step back and pray to God and say, God, I really want to publish books. I want to produce books, but I want to produce the books that you would be proud of. I don't want
to
do all the books
that are pleasing to you.
That I know. I can sit down and write an erotic book, you know, no sweat, nothing. But you know, I don't want to represent myself in any way.
Wow.
I said, God, please give me a new song to sing. Give me a new thing to do.
Oh,
at least I want to share this with. And this is going to touch your heart. I kept on thinking. I said, you know what can I want to write? I want to be creative, you know, but I can't do the stuff that I used to do. I just can't do that, you know, because I'm feeding something that doesn't need to be fed. And
so
for me, I don't know about you, but between the hours of 5 and 6, that's my time for meditation and prayer, because at that time, nobody's up in the world with me. You know, I could come into my office, I could sit in my chair, and sometimes I can just lie in bed beside my wife and just meditate. But at least I kept on the scripture and the scripture and scripture, and then I finally got it, and then I found it. And the scripture, people write it down. It's Matthew 18:20.
Okay.
And it reads like this: "For where two or more gather together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Matthew 18:20.
I just read that on Sunday, on Saturday.
"For where two or more are gathered together in my name, there where I am in the midst of them." And Lisa, you know, God spoke to me through that scripture, and God gave me a book to write. I'm just going to share just the title, okay? Just the title.
That's fine,
because this is going to be,
if
not my masterwork, definitely one of my masterworks. And this is the title that he gave me. And I'm still trying to figure out this. The title of the book is "Come Together."
Mm.
Okay, subtitle: the importance, the purpose, and the power of meetings.
Meetings.
Come together.
Wow.
The importance, the purpose, and the power of meetings.
That's powerful.
And I broke it down to like three main chapters: the importance, the power, the importance, the purpose, and the power. And I'm doing research, and I'm saying, you know what? You know, meetings are important, but they have to be structured in a certain way. We have to have an agenda. We have to have a time, a set time and an end time, because sometimes meetings get too long. We don't need a long meeting. They're like exercise. You only need like 30 minutes a day. You don't need to do like 4 or 5 hours in the gym. That's ridiculous. It's unnecessary. You don't have to meet for 2 or 3 hours. Sometimes if you have a tight agenda, just meet on that agenda. And so I said, Lisa, I said, God, please give me something that I can take and I can present to everybody. Old people, young people, black, white, whatnot. Don't put me in this sex and violence ghetto. I know people like that. I know people like to get that from me. But you know what? God, give me something different. Because you know what? If you don't give me something different, I'm not going to write anything, okay? And people say, Terry, where's your latest book? You know, I thought you were, you know, I can't do that anymore. But you know what? I got this book now, and this summer is going to be dedicated to book, as well as other projects as well. But I was just so... I was anxious because I have a publishing company. I'm not a published book. I want to publish books, but I've got to publish the book that I know is important at this time, you know?
Oh, I know. No, you...
And when that came to me and that came to my spirit, it just, you know, it made me feel like 10 years younger because it took a burden off of me because, you know, I want to do what's pleasing to him, not what's pleasing to me.
That's right. Well, that's the only way to serve him. There's no other way. So people might think that you can do it, but you can't. The only way to serve him is to do it his way. But what you're saying is so powerful because if you didn't have this time off from the job, you probably would not have had time to see all that. Yeah, it would have been happening within you, but you wouldn't have had time to see and think and sit and think about it because you would have been busy coming up with lesson plans and
just following the tried and the true.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Just, I mean,
and
what
now,
I've been doing, I keep on doing it because it's easy for me.
Sure,
I want to be challenged. I want to be challenged in my spirit.
You
know.
Well, now you're going to have to even prepare. And we thank each and every person for being on here with us on the show today. And I know, Terry, don't worry, he's going to get to his original topic. But this is so important because this may be helping someone. No, because here's the thing. Now that book is going to, you have more than a book, of course, you already know that.
But
you have a testimony.
Yes. Oh man, please. Yes.
You have a testimony.
God,
Of course you have many, but this one right here is a particular one that really needs to go forth at all of these various men's conferences.
Oh, yes,
you definitely need to get in touch with all of the big conferences they have for men, whether it be the Manpower with Bishop T.D.
Yeah,
Jakes.
Because meetings, yeah.
Because, well, not just the meeting part, that's one, your testimony about how you had been doing something before, the transformation came, God put you on this level and did this for you, and now you're saying, God, you were forced to saying, God, what is it that you want me to do? And so many people don't get that, and they don't know how to do it, and that's what I'm saying is even a greater teaching. That is a power.
But,
so anyway,
but, you know,
I just thought I would throw that
it's
in.
But I'm saying it's humbling, and I have tears in my eyes right now, because you know what?
Because you're going to be preaching.
I mean, this is just,
yeah, because you're going to be
I never
standing.
Knew this would be, you know?
Exactly. He couldn't have showed you this because you would have messed it up some kind of way.
Big time.
He had to do it. Sometimes God doesn't show it. He just does it in us. And so this is, he's doing it in you. And it's like, yeah, you know, I don't have to call it a prophecy, but that's what's going to happen, because this is a testimony about how God really is still alive. Mm-hmm. He still works. He still does things this way. He still gives people assignments. He still puts gifts in people. He still pulls them back out of you before you leave this earth.
Yes, yes.
He will make it happen. He doesn't care how long he has to wait. So you being 60 plus doesn't matter. It's the fact that he put it in you. He gave you the ability to write and change lives. And now you're going to write, change lives, and you have a powerful testimony. There's so many other people who are also believers who have not yet fully done what you just did. You said, God, now I want to use this wonderful talent you gave me for you. You're not trying to play both ends. Like some people, they got the good talent, but they were doing so well over there in the secular world with it. They were like, nah, I'm going to still go to church. God, I'm going to serve you, but I'm going to let my talent continue to reap a harvest from the secular world. No, you're saying, no, because it's not about the money, but you still have to pay. You still
money,
have to, but you still, well, no, because God has everything.
He needs
your talents, and he needs your testimony, just so that you know that. But go on with your
he got it. You know, he got it because, again, like I said, man, I'm excited because I'm humble. Like I said, because I want to do this, but I couldn't. What I was doing wasn't pleasing to me. I know it wasn't pleasing to him, but I wanted to do something, and so I just had to wait, and I had to be quiet, and I had to be listened. I had to listen to the silence, because that's when he speaks to you, when you're silent, when you're quiet. You know, I had to be away from all the chatter. You know, yeah. And so he spoke to my heart, and he gave me something. And I'm saying, listen, I don't know how to write this book. I never wrote a book like this, you know?
No, but you don't know how. But guess what? But that's the magic. He doesn't want you to know how, because he wants to do it through you. Because if you knew how to do it, see, there's an ounce that you could take credit. And when it comes to God stuff, he wants us in a position where we can take no credit. He said, all the glory is mine. So every time you mention that book, people will say, oh, Terry, this is great. Oh, this is wonderful. And you'll always say, to God be the glory. God did it, not me. So for you to say you don't know how, that's the magic words. And don't try to know how.
But Lisa, I feel so stupid.
Good.
You know? How can I do something I don't know how to do?
Well, if you feel so stupid, then if you read the whole Bible, then you remember the scripture that says he uses the foolish things to confound the wise. So he wants you to feel foolish. He wants you to feel stupid, because now he's going to use you in such a powerful way that it is going to, one guarantee I can give you, it will blow your mind.
Well, it's already doing that. It's so funny. My grandmother, I remember she said when she was alive, she said, you know, she said, God, look out for children and fools. And she's my grandmother, so she wasn't a child, you know. And I feel the same way. I'm at 63, I said, you know, God looks out for children and fools, you know. So I'm a big fool.
It's about to be on, as the young people would say, it's about to be on and popping. Because because he already given you this awesome gift and talent of writing.
Yes.
And now to do it for his glory, to really do it where it's pleasing him, he needed you to do it over there because you had to be convinced that maybe that whatever. But now you see, you needed to be tapped into that industry. So you already know how to, you know, what it's about. So now when you write, you still got those same people that wanted that other stuff. You still got to reach them.
And it's so funny because somebody's asked me, said, when are you going to write a part two of that really sexy book? Well, you know what? It's not going to happen.
Let somebody else write it.
Let somebody else write it. It won't be me. But you know what? I got something better for you. How about that?
Now, look at you. Already you're coming up with all kind of anecdotes. Now you'll be saying
look out.
When people stop you on the bus and say, or stop you on the train,
yes,
or stop
yes.
you in the mall, stop you yes. wherever you are, and say yes. to you and all the colleges, hey, brother, where's that book? You say, oh, but I got something better.
Yes.
And then they're going to be like, huh? And see, coming from you, they're gonna be like, where is it at? Where is it at? You're gonna say, here it is, and they're gonna be like, huh? What? And then they're gonna say, you. That's going to win them in. So what you're going to be doing, just so that if you didn't know, you're going to be winning souls. Just in case you didn't know, winning souls because people are going to say, wow, you changed, and they're going to say, wow, he must really be powerful. God must be powerful.
Well, he is. I give God all the credit. He is all powerful. He is all knowing. He is all being.
He must be if
doing.
He got you to. Well, he must be if he got you to give up writing like that and start to write like this. He has to be. He's a miracle worker. And so anyone.
Yeah, I was willing not to even write. I was willing just to be a reader. You know, so.
You
didn't get any books from me, you know?
No, but see, he could have just left you a reader, see, but that would have been too easy.
Yes.
See, you still could have gotten some kind of credit out of that. But no. See, people could still think in their minds that, yeah, but he still likes that other stuff.
Yeah.
But you're going to...
And you want to hear something funny, you know, it's so funny how God works, you know, and I got to the point where I just go with the flow. But I was invited to speak to this Friday. I was invited to the middle school to speak to 8th and 9th graders, you know.
Mm-hmm,
and my topic is basically careers, you know. So, again, I got opportunity to speak to young people.
Yes.
And it's so funny. If I can break this concept down to them,
yes.
you know, I can take it to the next level. And I wanted to write a book that can reach all people, all levels. And we all have meetings. You know, sometimes we don't call meetings, sometimes we come together.
That's
so
right.
We all need to come together.
Wow.
And when we come together at a career fair or a seminar or a men's conference or a women's conference, you know, it's something that we all do. Sometimes we take it for granted. But I'm just so blessed because he's pulling me. He's putting me out there.
Wow.
To
yes, that's
testimony.
My point. You know why? He's putting you out there to show himself.
Wow.
That's why he says the world waited for the manifestation of my glory. So this is a glory thing he's doing in you. So that's why he's got to put you out there because he wants the world to see his handiwork. It's just like him putting the stars in the sky and the sun and the moon and the birds and the sparrow. All of that is his handiwork. And the only difference between the birds and the stars and all of them, they don't get choices.
They don't get a choice.
All they can do is serve him.
Yeah.
Us, on the other hand, we get a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes a little different the way, that, you know, but it's the same thing. When we submit to him, now we're just like that lily in the field.
Yes.
We're just like the wave of an ocean.
Yes.
We just do what he tells us.
But you know, that's less for me. That's less stressful. See, I don't have to worry about anything. I just go with the flow, you know, because I know that he's in charge.
Well, people don't know that, but a lot of people don't know that, Terry. There are a lot of people in the body of Christ, people who go to church, people who know the Lord, people who read their Bibles. They do not know what you just said, so I suggest you write that down. Jot it down. Well, you don't have to
because
you can just go back.
Really,
well, you can go back and listen to the archive. But that's what a lot of people do not know, that it is less stressful when you go with the flow. Look at a river. look at anything
yes,
else.
Yes,
there's
yes,
no stress.
Yes.
But that's a whole other topic. But now, I hope you know that we will not get to your original topic today.
What?
But no, well, we're out of time. But
I'm
here's the thing.
Of course,
but
yeah.
Here's the thing. I know, right? That's so cute. But here's the thing. That's cute. You're funny. But here's the thing. You are hilarious. I didn't know you were so comical. But here's the thing. Here's
I'm
the thing.
Full of joy, Lisa. That's what it is. I'm
I know. I've never knew. I've never seen this eye before. But here's the thing. But you didn't get to the topic that you planned. But guess what? You got to the topic that God planned.
That's so powerful.
And that's why he says
that
when two
wow.
that's why he says wow. when two or three are gathered in my name,
no.
I'm in the midst. So because we're here and we were talking about him, he's in the midst, and guess what? He did what he wanted to do.
Well, he came in and took over, didn't he?
He did. He'll do that.
Oh my goodness, cause
he'll
I
do
didn't,
that every time.
I'm embarrassed now because I didn't plan to go through all this now. I reveal myself in a whole new way now.
And it's on
I'm going to listen to archives just to hear what I said, because I don't know what I said.
That's right, because he was speaking through you. Absolutely. You,
oh,
yeah. And that's like people when they're slain in the spirit. They don't know what was being said around them and over. They don't even know what they said. But here's the thing. It is being recorded. You can go back and listen. But trust and believe, I heard a lot of it, and it's all good.
It's all out there now. I can't take it back.
No, this show will be posted over and over, and it will probably get hundreds and hundreds of listens in the archives. Because
everybody get
this,
a chance to talk about my book, though.
But you did. yeah, you did. No, but you talked about his
book. Other
book. But you talked about his book. I think his book,
yes.
We love your book that's coming forth, but uh-huh. Guess what? His book will still always be the most important book.
You know that, please, yes.
But
yes,
you talked about his book. Well, you talked. But here's the thing. But the beautiful part is that he gives us all types of opportunities. He's so wonderful. And for anyone that wanted to hear the original topic, we cannot apologize for what God does. I will not apologize for that. But what I will say to you, we would also love to share with you another message. So we will hope that tomorrow, I don't know about your schedule, Terry, but we are here 5 days a week, 7 a.m. So you are welcome to come back tomorrow morning and do it. But just inbox me and I will post that you will be doing it tomorrow. Because
it's
this net, this is, tomorrow or tomorrow's what, Thursday?
Yes,
tomorrow.
Yes.
I don't know. What is
it? Wednesday.
So you can do it Wednesday. You can do it Thursday. You could possibly even do it Friday. It's your choice. But or you can save it till next Tuesday. That's fine, too. Just inbox me and let me know, and I will post it on Facebook. It's your choice. You're more than welcome. And therefore, whatever day, if you do it, I would love to hear it. I did see. But this was more this you could not have avoided.
Yeah, well.
And so, because there were too many things affirming. Yesterday, we were just talking, since Saturday, I've been talking about where two or three are gathered in his name. He's
oh
in the midst.
Oh, my goodness, amazing.
I mentioned it Saturday at Praise Temple in Linden where I was speaking. I mentioned it Sunday in Newark where I was preaching. And I mentioned it yesterday in the studio of Lady Diana Flagg. And the three of us were sitting there, and I said those very words, and where the presence of the Lord is, typically you want to be humble.
Yes,
because
yes,
but put it like this, in his presence, that's the only way to be.
Oh, you gotta
there's
be,
no
yeah.
other way.
Of course, no other way.
Yeah, there's no other way. So this had to happen, and so for you to come up with that particular scripture,
mm-hmm.
This is the fourth day that I've had to hear that scripture, so I know this book is going to be so powerful. 4 days in a row? Come
wow.
on. That's yeah. never happened for me. Never.
No. Well, again, like I said, it's something that is a sign of what should be, It's and I just want to just squeeze this in here, because we're going to talk about this book, but I think this is so appropriate. And this is from a book that I intended to speak about, The 9 and 10th Experiences by Brian Vassily. And he says here, this is really the last sentence of the book. He says here, I quote, "We are constantly invited to be who we are, said Henry David Thoreau. Every intense experience is a wonderful invitation in. Never settle. Never let mediocrity block your way. You have everything. You lack for nothing to do what you know you were meant to do and be who you were meant to be, who you know you really are. Be who you are here now. And that's from the book called Nine Intense Experiences. Again, be who we are. Be it here, be it now, be it forever, because this is what we're here for. And it's so funny that the book is about all of that. So we'll talk about that again. But the thing is, like you said, Lisa, I mean, this is the thing I love about live radio, that you just never know. You know, you never know what might happen. I tell you, and really, I tell you, you know, that I don't lie about these kind of things. I never intended to have the discussion on the air today. That was the first thing from my mind. But you know what? It happened because it was supposed to happen.
And it happened the way he wants things to happen, because if we're really saying that he is leading and guiding, we have to get used to that we don't have to know exactly where we're going.
Yes,
that we know that where he leads us, we're always in the right place at the right time.
Oh, you know, amen to that. I just want to say,
mistakes.
Yeah, it's, I mean, all God, because I remember when I used to hear people talk about all glory to God, all God of glory. And this book that I'm going to write, you know, it's really not for me. It's really from him, because I tell you, I'd rather write the sex and violence stuff, which is easy for me, but this is a challenge. And so I have to really rise to the challenge, but I know that he's going to guide me. And I can say this is just truly a God-inspired book. It's not, you know, I'm not saying it's a holy book. I'm not going to take
he's
that.
He's going to do more
but
than...
But it is inspired. It's inspired.
He's going to do more than inspire. He's going to write it. Trust
wow.
me.
Oh, my goodness.
It will be, trust me, whatever you think you're going to write about, give it up. Just let him do it.
Let
he
do
wants
it.
To write this book. And if you don't write this one, and if you try to... He's going to write the next one. Doesn't matter. He's got you now. And he's been at you. But now you're going to just see that real change. You know, we know he does a change on the inside.
Then
the change comes on the outside. So you've had the inner change. And now this book is a manifestation of what he's done inside you. And so it has to be a change. I mean, I can already see you standing before crowds, holding up your other books, the books of sex and violence, and holding up these books of love and whatever else he tells you to write about.
Yes.
I can see that, and you're going to say, "This is who I was." You're going to be like preaching, like about God's transformation or something. You'll say, "This is how simple his transformation can be."
I'm almost embarrassed of what I used to do.
Don't be. That would be like me saying, "I'm ashamed that I was a prostitute." Don't do that, Terry.
Okay.
Don't do that. God knew you were over there. You weren't lost.
Okay.
He knew exactly where you were.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay? Well, you know.
Don't be ashamed of that. No. No. That's a part of your testimony. If you're ashamed of that, then you're ashamed of the testimony.
No. Because I had to go through that, like you said. You know,
Your testimony. No, that's your testimony. Everybody, some people was in a car accident, and that's their testimony.
Some people had
cancer, and that's their... You don't really get to choose your testimonies.
Yes. Yes, you're so right. You're so right. You know,
you don't get to choose them, okay?
Yeah.
But that's a great, not saying like any testimony is better than another. Has nothing to do with that. Testimonies are for the people that he needs to convince.
Yes.
Or to demonstrate his power to. So your testimony, that's why I said you're going to be speaking in all kinds of places, and your testimony is a great example to people that you can be. All the way over here, I share my testimony about having been a prostitute. Even sometimes my husband is sitting right there. You see? And see, if I have no shame in front of my own husband, my husband